This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This story broke late in the show, and that was the Falcons were hiring new defensive coordinator Ryan Nielsen from the Saints. And Arch, as we bring you in on the WadeFord.com hotline, the thing that we keep looking at is, we had 21 sacks as a team. We were 31st in the league. Grady had six. Nobody had more than that. I think Carter had four. But Katie had a couple. How do we get better under this new coordinator in getting to the quarterback? Because everything we're seeing, Arch, says that this is kind of his specialty, right? That D-line with the Saints has been very good for a very long time.
Well, certainly, Carl, you know, there's going to be techniques that this guy has learned over his years of coaching defensive line. That's his specialty. Mm-hmm. Which you like that. You like that he played defensive line in college at USC, was not a pro, but immediately got into coaching and has coached the D-line for most of his career. That's been his position. Now he's graduated up the chain where he's been a DC at a small school, I think Central State in Connecticut, was a DC there, and then kind of moved through the college ranks and then got his opportunity to get in the National Football League. And was a co-defensive coordinator of a really good Saint defense. That's really kind of been their calling card since Drew Brees left. Their calling card's kind of been their defense. And he's been there for the last, five or six years, been a part of defensive lines that get after you. We know what Cam Jordan is, and I'm not going to sit here and say this guy made Cam Jordan into what he is, because Cam Jordan was already a pain in our ass before he ever got there. But I do think that he's worked with some of the younger players. Hendrickson comes to mind. Even I know a guy you guys make fun of, Davenport, a guy who didn't really do much of anything this year, had nine sacks last year. So he's done some things with guys that maybe weren't top shelf guys or guys that really just, you know, you thought, okay, this guy's a dominant pass rusher. I like that part about it. There's no question they're going to have to go get some players for him. Okay, and can the younger guys that you drafted this year take that next step? We know Grady's going to be a guy on the inside. He had six sacks this year. When you get a defensive tackle between that 6 and 10 sack range, that's a pretty good year for a defensive tackle. So Grady's doing his job. Who else can we sprinkle in around him that can dominate? The two teams in the Super Bowl, Philadelphia had 70 sacks and Kansas City had 55 sacks. That tells you that, you know, we talk about sacking the quarterback, and I know there's a lot of conversation about affecting the quarterback and moving off his spot. There's something to me about knocking him on his rear end, too, with the ball in his hands. Those two teams are doing it at a pretty high level. They're playing for the everything. They're playing for the Lombardi Trophy. That's something you need to get done.
It is Dave Archer with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. In addition to, like, the sack numbers, Arch, if you look at the points allowed and the other number of the last couple of years that Nielsen's been involved, they have really been good against the run, which is something that you saw. Again, there was no running game in that Chiefs-Bengals game by comparison as well.
Yeah, it's no question about it, Mike. It's a good point. Obviously, it all starts with how physical you could be at the line of scrimmage in a run game. How do you get sacks? You got to force them into passing situations if they can stay in comfortable third down situations. And we're seeing it, Mike, that the evolution of this four down concept where I don't care where we are on the field. If I can get the play to fourth and two, fourth and one, I'm going to go for it on my side of the 50 probably. We saw Philly do it a good bit yesterday. We've seen a number of teams in the playoffs that are doing that. So commanding first and second down means you got to snuff out the run. And certainly Coach Nielsen's been a part of a defense. And Dennis Allen's been a part of it as well. Dennis called the defense. But it's a group that were very good against the run. He's in those meetings. He's helping putting those game plans together. and now he's earned the right to run his own ship. And it looks like they're going to add some pretty prominent guys. Look for some guys that are pretty good coaches that are going to come in and join him.
Yeah, the cool thing, I think, Arch, is you saw what Cam Jordan said about him on social media. I mean, the praise. And Cam is taking a shot at us because that's what we do with Saints and Falcons. It's just what it is. As he says, I'm happy-ish for him, but he's joking. And then you hear that Sean Payton, this is a guy that Payton was ready to put on his staff and make him his defensive coordinator wherever he might have ended up. He's not going to have that opportunity now because the Falcons have hired him. But that's pretty high praise for a guy that, again, has never called plays. Does that concern you about the not calling plays part of this?
There's always a part that, you know, how does he settle into that? And there's a growing piece to that. And, you know, I mentioned that they're close to signing some players, and there's no announcement yet, but a name I know you guys have been tracking, Jerry Gray, is a guy that potentially could end up here as the DB coach in Green Bay. Coach the likes of Jair Alexander and Xavier Rhodes when he was in Minnesota, was the defensive coordinator in Buffalo for 5 seasons. So when you start adding guys like that, potentially, and again, there's been no announcement and nothing's been said. This is just me talking out loud here and kind of hopefully wishfully thinking that Jerry Gray's name might be a part of that package and a part of that defensive staff, because he brings in some of that know-how as to call defenses, because you are as only as good as your staff. Carl, even though Arthur calls the plays, he's getting information from Dave Ragone upstairs. It's a collaborative effort when you make calls. Now, ultimately, one guy has to make the call, and he's got to be decisive with it. We saw how indecisiveness can affect you based on what we saw from the Miami Dolphins during the playoffs. If you can't make a call, then it ends up ruining you. But I think this guy has gotten enough practice and enough people around him. They'll sprinkle enough people around him, he'll be fine.
It is Dave Archer with his guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline talking about our new defensive coordinator and his background, which is about, you know, playing really good D-line. I know you mentioned earlier the young guys popping. So, Ebba Cady, D'Angelo Malone, how much of that? And we got money. That's another thing that dropped today, Arch. More money than ever for the salary cap. If we jettison Marcus Mariota, we're north of $70 million. Going to get one of those badass defensive tackles next to Grady. I know we mentioned Daron Payne. There's other ones out there. But that combined with this coach, combined with these young guys and whatever we draft, can we get back into the pass rush business as early as this next season?
Well, I think you can, Mike, and I think that you make a good point in the fact that it's good. It's a good analogy to attack the thing from the interior. If you can snuff out the run, and you mentioned Daron Payne, Dalvin Tomlinson, a couple of guys from Alabama that are going to be available, a couple of big guys that are dominant interior players against the run, but also can create pass rush. Daron Payne had a career year this year. He's going to command a number. There's going to be a big number attached to him. But hey, this is the year that you can do that if you choose to. Certainly the Falcons have not been in that position. But I think the analogy you make as far as attacking the thing from the interior makes a lot of sense, because now I can demand, you know, the three interior guys block those two interior rushers. And now all of a sudden I've got guys one-on-one on the outside. And we also have to take into consideration, Mike, that, yeah, you can go get some guys in free agents. There's going to be some guys available. But you also got to expect guys to improve. Arnold Ebbecady's got to take that step. You drafted him high. You jumped up in the second round. He had a first-round grade on him. He had some flashes this year. He got banged up, hurt his wrist, hurt his elbow, had a tough time in the latter part of the season. But he's got to take that next step. That's on him, and that's on Coach Nielsen as he comes in, to get Ebba Cady up to speed and take him to the next level. So all that's got to combine to make you better at the pass rush.
We're talking with Dave Archer, guys. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons as the Falcons hired Ryan Nielsen. Let's shift gears and talk about what they're trying to do this week. East-West Shrine Game, Arch, and then obviously the Senior Bowl. Our guys, I'm talking about our coaching staff, is coaching at the East-West Shrine Game. They'll have people there at the Senior Bowl, obviously, and people there all week long. All right, so what are you looking for? Is there a target that you're looking for in these games or these lead up to these games this week?
No, I think what you get the opportunity, Carl, and these, and you hear any of the coaches talk about it, your ability to sit in the meeting rooms with guys, and you know that there's meetings going on with these guys because there's evaluation going on with the other teams, but that absolute ability to sit in as a Falcon staff with guys in meetings that are separate, that are actually when you're designing your defense or giving your defense and kind of getting these guys up to speed of how the defense and the offense will run, there's an opportunity there to get some exclusive information and glean what these guys are all about that the other teams aren't going to get. And so it's a really a cool offer. That's why the coaches take advantage of this. And of course, it's a great opportunity. Marquise Williams is out there. He's going to be running the show on one side for the East-West Shrine Game, which I think is really cool. This is one of those things that the Senior Bowl and the East-West Shrine Game have agreed that whatever staff comes in, the head coaches will step aside. Bill Belichick and Arthur Smith are in meetings, but they're not saying anything. They're letting the other coaches run it. And for the most part, it's the minority coaches that are getting the opportunity. And I think this is a really cool opportunity for guys that are really smart and really good that don't get the opportunity or don't get the notoriety to be able to step into that lead role and kind of run things. I think that's something that's important as well to kind of keep in mind, as well as the evaluation of players.
Dave Archer with us, breaking it down. I know one of the things you go nuts over on the radio broadcast with Wes Drewham. Carl mentioned it earlier. Patrick Mahomes was doing an amazing job. Threw it 43 times. You told us he was going to throw 43 times. Never would have believed it. The thing I felt was Burrow, now he got his butt whipped by that amazing blitz, but I thought the referees were too big a story in the AFC. Did you feel that way?
I thought they were too big a story in both games, Mike. I think that, you know, it's one thing. 7 defensive penalties against the 49ers. I mean, it was amazing. They get the Philly got 3 consecutive third downs converted in one drive because of defensive penalties. Now, some of that was legit. Some of it kind of ticky-tack. And I thought that in both games, the officiating, which is supposed to be your best, you know, when you get in the league championship game, there's a little bit of egg on the face of the league here as to how these games were refereed, the attention to detail, just the third down play in the game with Kansas City in Cincinnati, where the throw or the sack there and the play's over. And then you find out later after both teams have run their punt units on that they'd blown the play dead. It was really discombobulating. Now, I think the call at the end on Joseph Osai is legit. Now, I'm not sure the vitriol that's going on Twitter and everywhere about the call. That's a legitimate call, the foul that Osai makes on Mahomes on the scramble. But there were a lot of things that were ticky-tack and goofy in the game. I agree with you, Mike.
Arch, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Always great stuff. We're going to learn more about Ryan Nielsen. And ultimately, guys, we got to get some better players. We got to get players that he can coach up. But certainly the guys we have here can be better, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does. Arch, thanks so much.
Guys, it's an exciting offseason, man. There's a lot happening. As Mike said, we got a lot of cash. There's an opportunity to get some other players in here, guys improving. You got a young team, the second youngest team or third youngest team in the National Football League, and look what they did. You know, this can be a fun team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.